Shabbos Perchov Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Lo Yiskar Adam Paulim B'Shabbos. A person shouldn't rent workers on Shabbos. What we mean here is a person shouldn't find workers and set aside to have them work after Shabbos. Vlo Yomar Adam L'Chaver Liskar Lo Paulim. And a person similarly shouldn't tell his friend to rent people for him on Shabbos as well. Meaning that on Shabbos he would tell his friend to rent workers for him after Shabbos. Now obviously if one is not allowed to rent workers himself on Shabbos, and the reason that one is not allowed to do it himself, as the Torah says, Mimtzei Chavtzecha V'daber Dover, like we've said, the Dibur Shel Shabbos should not be the same as Dibur Shel Chol, and a person shouldn't be speaking about business matters on Shabbos and arranging things on Shabbos. So if it's usher for you to do, it's obviously also usher for you to tell your friend to do it for you, because that's Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. So this case was specifically only here, even though we didn't really need it because it's Pashut, it's here to be Medayik. And the deek is, you can't openly say it, but you're allowed to hint it. You're allowed to hint it, even to a Jew, directly, on Shabbos, that he can come work for you after Shabbos, but not saying it in a direct way. Mishnah continues, Ein machshichen al atchum liskor polim. A person's not allowed to, at the end of Shabbos, while it starts getting dark, to go all the way to the end of the tchum in preparation to the second Shabbos is over, to go beyond the tchum. And what would he then do? Liskor polim lohavi peiros, that his goal is that right after Shabbos, he's going to want to rent workers or bring fruits. And we're talking about, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, that these fruits are either muktzah or they're attached to a tree or something that you cannot bring them on Shabbos itself. So at the end of Shabbos, you're going there to be able to bring them right after Shabbos or to rent workers right after Shabbos. Since one is not allowed to do these things on Shabbos itself, you cannot also go to the end of the field to wait and what's called being machshich. You're not allowed to be machshich and wait at the end of dark, at the edge of the tchum, to do these things that these things themselves are not allowed to be done on Shabbos. But there are exceptions. But he is allowed to be machshich and wait at the end of Shabbos and go all the way to the end of the tchum in order to guard his fruits. And agav, since it's mutter to guard your fruits on Shabbos itself, because of a hefsid, therefore you're allowed to also go and be machshich at the end of Shabbos to prepare for after Shabbos, for something that you're allowed to normally do on Shabbos itself. The only reason you're actually not doing it on Shabbos is because it's beyond the tchum. But otherwise you'd be allowed to do it. And also, maybe peiros b'yado, that you can agav, once you're there to watch it, you're also allowed to bring the peiros, because that's not your main intention, as the Rav explains. Klal omer abashol. Rabbi Shaul disagrees with this, and he says, "Kol shani zakai b'miros rishai ani lahachshech alav." Rabbi Shaul is coming to argue and say that there's a difference. If there's something that I'm permitted to talk about, which is specifically talking about a dvar mitzvah, which wasn't mentioned yet in the Mishnah, but it sounds like the Tanakhama held that even a dvar mitzvah, one is not allowed to be machshech to do a dvar mitzvah, where the action, the mitzvah, is something that involves a malach or something aser. And Abishol says, if it's for a mitzvah, then I'm allowed to be machshich. Therefore, if I'm allowed to talk about it, because you're allowed to talk about a mitzvah you're going to do after Shabbos, so therefore, rishayni lahachshich alav, I'm also allowed to be machshich on it. But if something, I'm not allowed to talk about it, so for example, you're not allowed to hire workers, you're not allowed to talk about hiring workers, therefore you're not allowed to be machshich to hire workers. But mitzvahs, if I can talk about it, since I can talk about doing a mitzvah after Shabbos, therefore I can be machshich for a mitzvah at the end of Shabbos. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Shaul, as the next mission is going to continue with the same idea.